You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Hello and welcome to another episode of the CU Insight Trendline. NFL training camps are opening up across the country, and while I'm always excited for the return of pro football, there's nothing quite like the high school football season. This one hits especially close to home. My son is heading into his senior year, chasing down quarterbacks on Friday nights, and chasing down the right college opportunity for his future. He's fortunate to have offers on the table to continue playing football and, more importantly, to further his education. Now it's about finding the right fit, the right program, and the right path forward. That journey of evaluating options, seeking out the best information, and deciding what will lead to growth and success feels a lot like the work we're all doing in the credit union space. Whether you're a CEO, a marketer, an innovator, or an advocate, you're trying to position your credit union for the next big win. And that's where CU Insight comes in. The articles and topics we highlight on the CU Insight Trendline are just the kickoff or the opening drive. They're designed to spark ideas and guide you toward the deeper resources, connections, and insights available throughout the CU Insight platform. Because just like in football, it's not about one play. It's about the full game plan. So let's get into what's trending this week and how it might just move your credit union one step closer to the end zone.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. And number three this week is an article from Lamont Black titled, Why AI Adoption Involves Every Executive Leader. Lamont makes a solid case here. AI isn't just an IT thing anymore. Every executive needs to have a seat at the AI table. Whether you're in lending, marketing, operations, or HR, it's about setting clear goals and making sure everyone's rowing in the same direction. There's no need for a 40-page strategy document. Just start with purpose, break down the silos, and get moving before you get left behind. Number two this week is branches aren't a thing of the past. They're a key to the future. From Derek Harris of PenFed Credit Union. Derek flips the script. Branches aren't fading, they're fueling future growth. Even in a digital world, most new accounts and balances still come through the branch. Plus, in-person onboarding keeps members around way longer than digital alone. Bottom line, it's not branch or digital, it's both, working together to meet members where they are. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Thank you, John. And now let's make a handoff to Alyssa Horwitz with a spotlight from the land of Tigers, Bulldogs, Ragin' Cajuns, and Saints, featuring some great community involvement led by our friends at Luminate.
In our recent CU Spotlight, we featured Luminate, who recently hosted their first ever Impact Day, bringing together a dynamic group of credit union professionals for a day dedicated to purpose-driven exploration and community engagement. Designed to bring the credit union movement's values to life, Impact Day focused on two key cooperative principles: concern for community and education, training, and information. Attendees connected directly with organizations who work to address some of New Orleans' most pressing social challenges with innovation, compassion, and heart. This event marks the beginning of a new annual tradition, one that empowers credit union leaders to engage more deeply within their communities and champion meaningful change. If your credit union has an inspiring story to share, be sure to reach out to content@CUinsight.com.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Filene Research Institute strengthens organizations through innovative research and incubation to improve consumer financial well-being. As an independent cooperative finance think tank, Filene's membership network connects a community of leaders and bright minds to change lives through innovation, truth, and cooperation. In addition to delivering cutting-edge, actionable academic research, Filene also provides incubators to test and scale solutions, events to spark organizations into action, and advisory services to help accelerate and implement innovation. For more information, visit filene.org. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DoD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy.
They say everything's bigger in Texas, and there may be nothing bigger in credit union conversations right now than AI. To gather more information, I turned to the Lone Star State, which is home to some enormous high school football stadiums, and chatted with Mark Arnold of On the Mark Strategies about AI and how it applies to marketing. Here's that conversation. Well, Mark, what are the top two or three marketing trends you're seeing in credit unions today?
Absolutely. Seeing three trends today in the marketing space for credit unions. Number one is GEO rather than SEO, and generative being generative search engine. Not saying SEO is dead, but we're definitely seeing more and more people now are using ChatGPT and other AI tools when they're doing their search. And so even when you go into Google and search something, Google's AI responds now. So you need to determine what is your credit union doing to enhance your GEO. That's one trend. Second trend would be marketing assessments. Marketing is changing so fast right now, especially in light of AI. Are you doing things in the past that aren't working now in the future? You need to assess your marketing, everything from A, your annual report, to W, your website, and everything in between helps determine your ROI. One CEO of a credit union said this recently, and this hit me in between the eyes when she said it, quote, "We've learned to glance at our competitors and glare at ourselves." So one of the best things you can do to improve your marketing is not analyze your competitors, look at yourself. That's a marketing assessment. And the third trend, obviously, is focusing on your websites and the user experience, the UX. 75% of consumers now judge a company's credibility by their website. And 63% of your company's value is based on its credibility. So you link those two stats together and it shows just the value of a website. We're seeing so much now that you have to make sure, is your website BC before COVID, right? Has it been a while since you updated your site? You've got to be able to do that. Those are three quick trends.
You kind of touched on a little bit of this, but the role of AI in marketing. So what do you see in the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, a couple of things. Number one is don't let the robots steal your brand's authenticity. Yes, we're going so much into AI, but it comes with a trap, and that is the trap of a lack of humanity. And so you've got to make sure that you're really connecting that. Yes, you use AI, but don't let AI steal your brand. Still be authentic. 50% now of consumers can identify if content is AI generated. And so, and I see that number even as high as 80. So there, people are able to see through that. So be careful that you don't steal your brand's authenticity. If you say you're friendly and you're in your community and you call the call center of your credit union and a robot answers, that's a disconnect with your brand as an example. So be careful of that with AI. And then obviously the newest ChatGPT feature and the newest release has the agent release on ChatGPT, which means now it's going to be able to start doing stuff for you. What are some of those things it starts doing is applying for a loan or opening an account, right? Can ChatGPT do that for you? That's going to have some massive implications for credit unions as well. And then you got to remember that AI won't necessarily replace marketing, but marketers have to use AI every day, whether it's outlines, research, brainstorming, marketing plans, and things like that. You're going to have to use it every single day. Those are kind of three things I think about in the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, I won't get into it, but there are definitely some telltale signs when we receive content sometimes that it may be AI generated. So it's definitely important to keep that authenticity. That's a great point. And as we get into the planning season, what tips can you give for credit unions when it comes to conducting their own strategic planning?
Great question. I would say there's three tips I would throw out. Number one, throw out the SWOT. Don't do it. We use it. You already know what it is. Strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats. Everyone at that planning session already knows your SWOT. We actually throw it out when we do planning sessions for our clients. Do some new and different exercises, whether it's a 5-star creating analysis or the myth of excellence, some different things out there that you can do. I highly encourage you to throw out the SWOT because you already know the answers. Don't waste precious time in your planning session on the SWOT. Do some new and different exercises. Second thing is go to a much higher level in your planning process. Maybe even do it over a different day where you're not even looking at things at the 30,000 foot level. You're going even higher, 50, 60,000 feet, where you're talking about how are we going to be relevant in the next 5 years? How is the things going to change in the next 10 years? You can't make a 10-year plan anymore. That's not realistic. But you do need to be sure you're looking at a much higher level, then come back and maybe do your 12 to 18 month traditional strategic or operating plan or business plan. But go to a higher level and don't just get stuck on that 12 to 18 month plan. And the third thing is make sure you're looking at trends. What are successful credit unions doing to grow membership, to grow loans, to do grow core deposit accounts? What are they doing? What are the trends that are out there? For our clients, we do something called the M scan. It's short for Mark scan. It's my company, I call it what I want, right? And so we look at different trends that are out there in the industry, and you got to make sure you're aware of that and what's going on from a day-to-day perspective. Those are three tips I'd give you.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Mark. Appreciate you joining me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast, and also just for your longstanding contributions to CU Insight and your partnership with us as well.
Well, CU Insight is the leading source for any credit union executive or board member that wants to stay on top of what's going on in the industry. It's the number one out there by far.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Greg.
Learn more from Mark and his team at onthemarkstrategies.com. And be sure to visit their partner page on CUinsight.com. And now back to John.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is From Click to Commitment, Rethinking the First 24 Hours of Member Engagement, from Alchemy's Kristen Bryce. Kristen puts a fresh spin on the critical first day of member engagement. Those initial 24 hours are everything. Whether it's live chat or chatbots, credit unions are ramping up digital touchpoints. It's about mixing fast, personalized responses with a human feel right out of the gate. Nail that combo and you turn clicks into real commitment and loyal members. I recently asked Kristen, you emphasize creating a seamless multi-channel onboarding experience in the first 24 hours. How do you measure which specific touchpoints, like email, in-app guidance, live chat, or even video calls, have the strongest impact on long-term member engagement and satisfaction?
The truth is, no single touchpoint wins the moment. It's how the digital sales and service platform connects them across email, in-app, web, and even in branch that creates lasting impact. We measure success by what happens after those first 24 hours. Did the member fund the account? Did they enroll in digital banking? Did they set up direct deposit or open a savings account? That's how we know which channels are actually deepening relationships and not just delivering clicks, but creating momentum. And honestly, that's what anticipatory banking is all about, using real-time behavior and engagement signals to guide the next best action without the member needing to ask for it.
Thanks, Kristen. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight.
Thanks for playing along on this football-themed episode of the CU Insight Trendline. I'm Greg Micklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you've found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.